And we are back at 101.9 FM. Now, of course, Dwayne Eddy, the inimitable sound of the king of twang guitar, Dwayne Eddy, Rebel Rouser. Apparently, they recorded that last bit, the guitar bit, in inside some sort of tank to get the full reverb sound. They didn't have an echo chamber, so they went inside some sort of water tank or something that they bought just for the... just to do that. And that was actually produced by Lee Hazelwood. Interesting thing there. Before that, the Fendermen did Ghost Riders in the Sky. Lost Straitjackets did State Fair. The Matta Baby did Do the Pearl Girl. Ursula 1000 did Hey You at the top of that set. You've been listening to The Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 here at 101.9 FM. Just about time to sign off. Pop Drone Show coming up next. Going to leave you here with something by The Astronauts as well. You can always catch this show streaming and podcast at jackvelvet.net, and should have the playlist on the blog by about lunchtime, jackvelvet.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening, folks. Back again next week.
Thank you. You are now tuned in to the Pop Drones Show, airing every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. until 11:30. That one there was a new one from Dunes, L.A.-based band featuring former members of Mika Miko, Finally Punk, and Talbo Tagora. That's a new LP, Nocta Luca, just released on the PPM record label. We got a Korean Get in the house all morning. We also got some tickets to give away for One of Tricks Point Never. So we couldn't give them away last week. Don't know what happened there. So we're going to start that right now. 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Call in and win a pair of tickets. That's tonight at W2 Connecticut opening up. And yours truly actually DJing that one. So come on down. That should be a damn fine time. Right now, we're going to get to a couple new tracks here before we start talking to the Korean Gut. The Korean Guts, the KGs. Just Korean
it's
Gut.
It's the Korean Gut now.
It's
one singular.
You probably didn't hear that. So this is Paperhead with pictures of her demise.
Just Calling all BC short filmmakers. The third annual Vancouver Short Film Festival is back and accepting entries until August 1st. Students and professionals welcome. No max time limit, but keep them short. At the last festival, 45 short films were screened. $18,000 in prizes was awarded. For more information or to enter, visit bsff.com.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Whoa.
All right. You are tuned in to the Pop Drones show. We have two members of Korean Gut, local band here, in the studio. What are your names?
What's your name?
My name is Little Johnny Heartbreaker, and I am the rock and roll shaker and the body breaker.
The chance of getting the real answer out of you there was 0%. I was seeing what you were going to do.
I am a phantom.
I thought maybe for once you would just say...
You know people can hear this, right?
You would just say, my name is Tom Whelan.
My
name is Tom Whelan.
Yeah, we're officially live. Yeah.
Okay, so apparently my name is Tom Whelan.
And my name is Jared Evan Sampson.
You guys both play in Korean Gut. You guys play what instruments?
I play the guitar.
Big fiddle.
Big fiddle, that's right.
And Tom plays bass.
The long fiddle.
The long fiddle. That's what we call it. It's a musician's term.
Think
you don't hear. They tell you, like, when you show up to your first gig as a bass player, they're like, whoa. It's called the long fiddle. This is a little secret.
That's
little
actually, that's good. That's good to know. You just spread that to a lot of people, though.
I know. Now people, you're in the club.
That is officially
That's
out.
How you can get into that sold-out Butthole Surfer show.
Please, it's the morning. Can't use the language.
Yeah, that's right. We're in the watershed here.
Oh, sorry.
No surfing of any buttholes here. tell me a little bit about the history of the band. You guys have been together for a little over a year-ish now, am I right?
Well, Jared met me at the Hard Rock Cafe.
This is how it's going to go. No. I'm just going to say
I'm just going to turn off his
fiddle.
Mic while I ask serious questions.
Sorry. Well, okay.
Go for it.
Jarrett and Allie and Liz were playing in a past configuration of Korean Gut.
That was the first Korean Gut.
First Korean Gut. And eventually, as they continued playing, I just happened to sit in on a practice.
The actual story of that is I was too lazy to go get keys from Tom. And so I invited him. I was like, why don't you come on down? I'll see how a bass sounds. Because I didn't want to go to his house, because it seemed like a long way to go. And that was when Jackie was in the band. It was Jackie and Liz and I, and then Tom showed up and instantly, like Tom Whelan do, it was much better.
Yeah, I didn't know how to play bass. Didn't know how to play bass.
Oh, you've come a long way since.
Yeah,
it's
I knew how to play
it's
guitar.
Competent at best,
so that's the foundation. But
it's just bigger strings. That's all there is.
Bigger strings. It's more fiddle like.
There's no chords, right? You just play. It's that easy. You can play one string and probably get away with it, right?
Well, most people do.
Yeah.
It's true.
Thank you.
Yeah. What did you guys, what were you bonding over when you were like putting the band together? Right? There's ideas that you, Jared, was this your brainchild to kind of begin with?
I guess I really wanted to start trying to write songs because I'd been in a lot of bands. But the only band I'd been in that I talked about this before in an article, wrote anything and was Shipyards, and writing was a pretty loose definition in a noise band. So I actually sat down and started wanting to try to write stuff. And I don't know. I mean, at that time, a lot of stuff I was obsessed with. I've always been obsessed with, Canadian garage and just sort of like the group sound scene and stuff like that. So I just started trying to ape that, just sort of step back from it and listen. I one of the greatest songwriting tips I ever got, and that was how I started, was listen to a song you like, walk away from it for 3 days, and then try and play it from memory. Oh, you screwed up. Now you got your song. So that was pretty much the start.
It's perfect. Copycat every time.
Every time. So I just started. I wanted to, I really, really like surf, and I really like the, I'm late to the party, the fuzzed out garage sounds of Canada and the Milky Way. So
I just
wanted to go for it. And I guess that was sort of the start, and I recruited people I wanted, and then they all dropped away.
can you tell us about who else is in the band that's not here right now?
Oh, in right now in the band as well, we have Liz Horner, who Tom and I also played with in Romok. Tom still plays with in Romok, and she was the original drummer. Actually, she was she's always my go-to. She's one of the few people in this world I trust. And same thing, she didn't know how to play drums. I was like, just come play drums. I stole it from the Moby Dicks. I'm like, we'll just do a floor tom and a snare. You're set. And so she's in the band, and then Cassandra Ward is now in the band playing guitar, who used to be in one of my favorite Canadian bands of all time, Myelin Sheaths. So having her in the band is a real big coup for me.
Yeah, so that's really recent, right? That's a recent addition.
Yeah, we've only played, I guess, a handful of shows. We did, she did the recording with us, but her first show was at the Waldorf. We played for the Bleeding Hearts LP release. And before that, we had a girl, Jackie, playing in the band for a while. And then Cassandra's been in since then. Is on the recordings and moving forward.
It's a whole mess of stuff. Yeah. So we're gonna check out something from your forthcoming 7-inch, right? You want to do that first?
Oh no, are we sure? Yeah.
Do you want to? It's up to you.
Oh, do you have something loaded from the 7-inch?
we don't.
What I loaded up is the advanced picks.
Okay.
I got the 7-inch in the bag here.
Yeah, this is from the thing that's coming out in about 5 years. It's the box set project we're working on. It's acoustic versions of all the songs that will be hits in 2 years.
I hope this conversation is part of like a bonus like disc or something. So we'll play something from the forthcoming record, which is due out on
Mammoth Cave in September, I think. September or sometime in the fall. So this is long, long in the future. The only place you're going to hear it right here on the Pop Drones.
Okay, so we'll play. This is the one that I heard at the Waldorf. Blew me away a little bit.
Blew it
was a little bit different than what I had heard prior.
Yeah.
It was good, and it's great. So we're going to hear this is the fully formed version of it.
This is it.
We're going to follow that up with the Ketamines. This is going to be a track from their newest LP. We'll talk a little bit about them and the Mammoth Cave and the great Paul Lawton after we get back from the break.
It's not an interview with me unless I talk about how great Paul Lawton is.
We need some reverb.
Okay, so this is Korean Gut with In Cold Blood on a Pop Drones show. We're gonna try that again. That definitely. You know what that was, right? That's the opening to Democracy Now.
Yes, I did know what that was from my time.
I don't know where that is coming from. Let me just.
A non-nuclear republic.
We'll be right back.
Cinco Cinco Wednesdays at the Cobalt. $5 cover, $5 draft, and $5 highballs. A weekly showcase of up-and-coming bands, artists, and DJs, where the artists get 100% of their ticket sales. For more information, visit thecobalt.ca.
Ladies Rock Camp launches online registration for second camp. Ladies of all ages and skill levels will form a band, write a song, and play a show, all in just 3 days. All instruments, equipment, and food will be provided. The ladies' camp will be run entirely by volunteers. The cost is $350 per camper. For every person who goes to the Ladies Rock Camp, a girl in need of financial aid will be able to attend Girls Rock Camp. Camp's taking place from May 25th to 27th at the Waldorf Hotel. Registration for campers and volunteers opens Monday, March 12th at ladiesrockcamp.tumblr.com.
Still tuned into the Pop Drones show. We got Korean Gut in the studio. Last track that we heard there was from Young Prisms. That was Dead Flowers, taken from In Between, their new record on Canine Records. Ketamines before that with No Grand Design. That's from Spaced Out, their newest LP, co-released between Mammoth Cave Recording Co. and Southpaw Records. That brings us to lead singer of Ketamines, Paul Lawton.
Oh, that guy.
Based in Calgary, a man of many bands, many talents. Tell us how you guys met him.
Through Jared.
My story of meeting Paul Lawton involves him and I being friends on a Guided by Voices message board. That is
no.
A true story.
You guys were both on posting together.
Disarm the Settlers, a Guided by Voices board, and sort of were in sync taste-wise with each other outside of Guided by Voices, though. Mammoth Cave. The Mammoth Cave Recording Company gets their name from an 80s Guided by Voices song, Mammoth Cave.
Oh, really?
The sampler that you probably have somewhere here is called You Can Dig My Grave at Mammoth Cave, which is a lyric out of that song. I'm revealing all the secrets. That's how we met. And then the first time I actually met him was because he sent me a message on the board, of course. And it was just like, hey, my band is coming to Vancouver. Can you set up a show? And that band was Endangered Ape. And I listened to it. And Endangered Ape were my favorite band from that point on. And so we set up, we were actually out of town, but we set up a show. It was Endangered Ape and the Wicked Awesomes at Hoko's. And they came through town after that, bros.
Yeah.
And we went on through tour and played in Martine from Ketamine's backyard, played in their backyard with Collapsing Opposites. And that was the first time I'd seen Endangered Ape and met all those guys. And it was just a love affair for the ages between the two large bearded men.
Yeah, they're brothers.
In the Vancouver.
They're brothers.
We were one time down in Portland and we walked into a store and this woman said,
excuse me, where's the twins convention?
Well, this woman said, are you two brothers? And Paul said, yes. And I said, no. And he never let me hear the end of it. And I was so ashamed of being related to him.
That's all he wanted in life.
I'm actually inadvertently really good friends with his cousin, Nick Lawton, who's played in Sharp Teeth, Attack Machine, and No Horses, slew of other bands. Yeah. And he didn't even realize his cousin was involved in so much such stuff until like 6 months ago. He's like, hey, have you heard of naming all the bands in the record label? I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm all over that stuff. He's like, oh, yeah, that's my cousin. I'm like, I didn't even put two and two together because I knew his name was Lawton, but... But anyways,
Slums all over the world working hard.
So he has he put out your first 7-inch. Came out just about a year ago.
Yeah, like last June, like Sled Island. It came out last Sled Island. Yeah.
And he's putting out this one we're about to hear in a little bit. This is the newest 7-inch.
No, that's Student Loan Records put out the 7-inch.
Oh, yes.
I'll turn around. He's putting out Scrung Out, which is going to be our LP in the
fall. LP.
Yeah, and then I think in the meantime we're going to do, hopefully this isn't finalized, but it looks like we're going to be doing a tape with Scumbuzz in the meantime, so that'll be cool, like a tape digital release.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's Scumbuzz?
Scumbuzz is like the Needles Pins label, so they did, the Needles Pins stuff and the Young Mums cassette and the Slow Learner 7-inch.
Okay. Yeah.
All the hits.
Hits. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, well, that young mom's seven or tape is amazing.
I remember listening to when I was in your minivan.
Yes, that's right.
I was in the back, and all the chairs were out, and we were going to get propane.
Yeah.
It's good memories. That completely explains how the tape sounds. You can just imagine.
That's what it sounds like. Seats out of a van.
Yeah. Me rolling around
on a Thursday night or something like that.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear a little bit from the 7-inch here. The show is this Friday.
This Friday, yeah.
Who else is on the bill?
This is our 7-inch split release with Babysitter, who are my favorite band in the world right now. So it's Babysitter and Cream Gut with Narcissistically the Apollo Ghosts down at the Astoria for the Student Loan Records release on Friday. It's going to be crazy. We're going to go off down there.
Is there anyone DJing? Are there DJs?
There's Daniel and Cherche LaFemme.
Oh, okay,
makes great. Sense. Student loan. I like that. That was just you actually probing to see whether you can DJ.
No. Hey, you got, I'm not like that.
You guys need a DJ,
guys. I got my Android phone running some DJ software, and I've got Aqua.
I got a Super Nintendo and a Sega Genesis. I'm gonna flip back and forth, crossfade between the
so
menu
cool.
music of Justice League Task Force and
do you
Cool
hear
Spot.
What he's doing to me? So cruel.
He's Tom's
cool.
Not that bad,
I'll play Cool Spot. Gamer. Actually, that sounds like a good idea.
Back to the music here. What's the name of the song that we are about to hopefully hear after the turntables are acting nicely to us? We might have to switch over to another song if this doesn't work out.
No problem. If we hear it, it's a song definitively called Hard to Say and not Hard to Sit. From
our last time. For the please final stop time. Writing us letters.
Okay, Korean Gut on the Pop Drones Show.
You want to play, but I know how to play. You want to play, but I know how to play. You want to play, but I know how to play.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show. Still trying to give away tickets to 10 Tricks Point Never. Just call. It's 604-822-2487. They are free. You don't even have to come to UBC. You just show up at the venue, which is W2. 10 Tricks Point Never. Am I saying it in another language? Is that the problem? Is
no.
That,
is it, that, well, it's a name that is very confusing.
It is too early. I think that most of your 10 Tricks fans are still sleeping.
They're your plits of the world. They're up at like 3 p.m.
So rude.
Anyway, 604-822-2487. Pair of tickets to 10 Tricks Point Never tonight. I will be DJing. Connecticut will be opening up. There'll be visuals. It'll be a whole thing. It'll be great.
Look, you shouldn't be selling their free tickets to a sweet show. Just go and get the tickets.
I mean, geez. Hey. I get people that used to call in for, like, I remember giving away tickets to Wooden Ships and be like, so Wooden what's? The Wooden what's?
Some guy, we came on Sup World, gave away stuff at our first Student Loan Records release, and a guy just phoned and was like, what's happening? I heard beer. Like, we said the word beer, and he's like, are you giving me beer? Yeah. Digital, what? Yeah.
I just call radio stations on a desperation.
We're like, tell us one of the bands on the 7, and she's like, I have beer.
Today's your lucky day. Come on, call, and get a ticket to the techno show.
Yeah. So just call. Just call. I'm not even going to ask anymore. That's it.
Please.
So the last song that we heard there was Aggie Doom from Glasgow. That was Bring Me the Head, brand new 7-inch, just released on Soft Power Records. And Northern Liberties, right before that, with Marianne of the Deep, taken from their somewhat recent LP, Glowing Brain Garden, released sort of at the tail end of 2011. Just got hip to it last night. In fact, had to play something off a website just to get that into your ears.
It was killer.
Good stuff.
Really, pretty sweet.
Lyonnaise before that with The Fatalist, and that's from Want for Wish for Nowhere. And we have Korean Gut in the studio. So what else is going on? You got the LP coming out. That's all recorded and mixed and ready to go.
It's not ready. We did half of it.
Okay.
And then we're working on this tape in May. Hopefully we're going to be recording with this guy Brent, who's in the band Bad Channels. He used to be in Harsh Words, yep. Another one of my local favorites.
It's quality dude.
This Bad Channel stuff sounds. I listened to it and it was like 20 minutes later, I'm like, yeah, that's it. We're going to record with this guy right away.
Okay.
It's really killer. It's just Harsh Words with Amelia from Young Mums, essentially, fronting them. So they're killer stuff. I don't know. I mean, in theory, we're just sort of playing around locally. We're playing the Sled Island warm-up party at the Biltmore May 9th. Then we're playing the Needles Pins LP release at the end of May. I can't remember the date. It's like the 26th or something with the Jolts. And then I think that's pretty much it. And we're going to go off to Sled Island in the end of June. We've got some exciting shows already from there that we can't talk about yet.
It's really secret. We're playing with the CIA. We're playing with the NSA. It's top secret, man.
So we got that. And then I think in theory, we're heading down Portland way. And hopefully we should be down in Portland for Summer Bummer in August.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
We actually have a caller here.
These are calls.
You guys chat amongst yourselves. So I'm going to give away these tickets.
Okay. There's going to be some ticket giveaway. So that's what Kareem gets doing. Wait, let's listen.
You won.
They won.
You won. Sorry, or she won.
For so long.
A gender won.
You're on the list. You're on the list. Plus one. Bring a friend. Let me get back to this.
Bye. Way to go, Joe. Joe knew how to work a phone.
Yeah.
Joe got some free tickets.
Joe got some tickets.
Congratulations, sir.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he just hung up, so Joe won't be getting the tickets.
No.
Sorry.
I didn't get his last name.
Joe, please come to the show. We have your tickets. Come to the box office.
Yeah. No, there'll be 1,000 Joes lining up around the corner.
Everyone.
Only Joes listen to this show.
Even other people will be like, no, Joe, that's my nickname. That's what my dad calls me. That's what I go by. Yeah. Come on. He passed on.
Yeah, that was me that called, all right? So Sled Island, you guys playing that. You guys skipped South by Southwest this year?
We did. We were...
you thought about it, though, right?
We were supposed to go down, and then our show fell apart, and... from what I've heard, it was maybe I was essentially told don't go.
They had,
after the show fell apart, I was told don't
that Paul's
go.
Paul's piece in the Calgary whatever that was.
Beautiful.
Was fantastic.
I think it's very important to note that they're the only music festival with a gigantic Doritos vending machine that's a few stories tall, and you could eat actual Doritos out of them, and there's artists performing on top of the vending machine. And if that's not important,
the Doritos Flavorina.
If that's not important to independent musicians, then I don't know what is. I mean, that's it's just, and you have freecreditreport.com sponsoring it. You got Bud Light. I mean, with all those sponsors, who cares about the bands? All your favorite products are there.
We're sitting here
writing. Sounds like a real thing.
But when we thought we were in it, we were all like, oh,
yeah.
But now we're like, yeah, that place sucks. We're glad we didn't go.
Tables
we weren't going to go anyways. It was just a joke. I was just pretending to like it.
Adbusters.com.
Yeah, we're sellouts. That's what we're getting at.
That's excellent. Okay, I don't even know where to go after the Doritos flavorina.
I mean, just think about it. Look it up if Joe's still listening. You know, look it up at home. It's a crazy, crazy vending machine.
If you take away one thing from the Pop Drum Show today, please take away the crazy Doritos vending machine.
just made me cry.
It's going to get you into an internet black hole.
I hate it.
Tom, you have a song lined up here. This is
This is "Hi Hi Hi" by The Famines off a singles comp that was just recently released by on Mammoth Cave Records.
Oh
man, love those Famine boys.
Excellent.
Those two energetic boys.
Yeah.
Up past their bedtime and up to no good.
Yeah. Dynamite live show. Absolutely. I'll every time I saw them.
I like when their amp lights up. Yeah. Like it's about to catch on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Raymond one time. He in Lethbridge, actually. He jumped up on a table in front of these women, and he jumped on it and just instantly knocked it over. So he jumped, and it was just a fluid motion down, and he spilled their two pitchers of beer all over these, like, three ladies who were just there to be friendly to, like, one of their friends, and then instantly right himself. And they were madder than I've ever seen anyone look at a show. And then I think he bought them a replacement, and they were not taking
it. Yeah, he wrote him a check during the song.
It was one of the greatest things I've ever witnessed live. Just an instant down with the ship moment.
Wow, and I'm assuming he didn't get a drop on himself, just splashed them and moved on.
Yeah, he was fine. Didn't miss a note.
Yeah.
That's bad aesthetics. Oh, designer joke. Sorry. Sorry, everyone.
Okay, so we're going to get to the Famines here. Korean Gut in the studio. Congratulations to Joe for winning a pair of tickets to 106 Point Never. That show is tonight. Doors at 9 o'clock at the W2. This is the Famines.
to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
This April at the Rio, open mic nights will now be happening twice monthly. A showcase of local musicians, comedians, poets, and variety acts. Doors at 7 p.m. and the show starts at 8 for these free 19-plus events, April 4th and 18th. Want more live entertainment? Check out Dirty Dancing Burlesque at the Rio, April 5th, a burlesque show featuring live music with all the hit songs from the Dirty Dancing soundtrack and burlesque inspired by the movie. Saturday, April 7th. Back by popular demand, it's the Big Screen Barrel House 2, a modern throwback to the silent film era. Film classics will have their soundtracks reimagined by some of Vancouver's most talented acts. Wednesday, April 11th, it's Canada's own classical pianist and DJing wonder kid, Chili Gonzalez. Get your advance tickets through the Rio website today or at Red Cat, High Life, and Zulu Records. Wondering what to do on 420? For only a toonie, come out to the Champion of Champions variety show. The audience will determine a first place $500 and a second place $150 winner and will get the chance to win some swell swag for themselves. For more information on all this and more, check out theriotheater.ca. Winnie Cooper presents the Thursday Concert Series at 560. With one of the biggest video walls in North America, 560 is quickly becoming one of the nicest venues Vancouver has to offer. It currently houses four floors, each presenting you with a different musical vibe. In the coming months, the Thursday Concert Series will showcase some of the biggest local and international acts to hit town. Watch out for the Dos Races show, set to perform their unique style of Brooklyn-based hip-hop on May 2nd. The Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club, located at 560 Seymour Street in Vancouver, BC, presented by Winnie Cooper.
Still listening to the Pop Drones show, Korean Gut in the studio.
Yeah, you know it.
Yes, right, ripping. That's right, again and again.
We aren't leaving yet.
Nope.
Not yet.
Another 20 minutes with these jerks. We had Rape Faction there, the last band we heard with Oxy Love. They are from Montreal. That was taken from the Electric Voice compilation, the 2LP set. Grand Trine right before that. Grand Trine. You know those
guys? I always say Grand Trine.
I'm going to say Trine until they themselves correct me.
Yeah, I've heard
both.
They
need to come here. They're fantastic. Anyways, right before Rape Faction was Grand Trine with Neanderthal Man. That's also from that same comp. And we got Korean Gut in the studio.
Yo.
And What are we going to talk about now? So you came to the table with you like some surf music and you want to incorporate songs. You want to incorporate songs into your musical palette.
I want to do this weird music thing called songs.
Yes.
Yeah. The spoken word thing is just played out. Mr. Lenny Bruce, God may he rest in peace. He left his mark on recorded mediums and songs, but we thought we'd do something different and have some tunes.
Yeah, next level, really. Yeah. What did you bring to the table?
Low frequencies, exactly one octave lower than the usual sounds of a guitar.
Okay.
But
are there any other groups just, that maybe do that too? That maybe you were listening to
one day. I'm going to keep parading you.
No, I actually have something to say. I was playing in Rollmock playing drums, but I mean I had been learning guitar on my own for a while. I hadn't really played in a guitar in a band, just a few things here and there. So it was nice to actually concentrate on songs. I could rehearse a lot more and again and again and whatever. So there was, I started listening to like Swell Maps just a few years ago and like Sun City Girls and like I think I have a track from Thinking Fellers Union Local 282. They're great. Like Faust, I don't know. Just a bunch of all over, just a bunch of crazy stuff, but I really love just out there psych and a lot of international psych rock from the 60s and stuff. Like the stuff on Sublime Frequencies is just really, really, really good.
Yeah, oh, that label is incredibly consistent.
Yeah.
So we don't really play a lot of reissues or older stuff here on the Pop Drones show, but I'm a new band kind of guy. I mean, I love old stuff, but you know, let's keep the show focused on new stuff. But Jarrett, you brought in the Flying Nun compilation.
I did. I had to because I was like, what have I been buying recently? I unfortunately have been buying old stuff. I've been buying reissues because they've been cranking them out, and Flying Nun just started reissuing stuff.
On vinyl.
Yeah, on vinyl, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, one of them was one of the few records I dished out some real money for in the past, Daddy's Highway. But, like, yeah, the first 3D's record, Hell's a Poppin', and then they did this compilation that just came out, and it's, like, the psychedelic movement compilation. The one downer is the Clean song on it is so brutal.
Which one is the worst.
I don't even remember. It's the worst Clean song.
We're big Clean fans, by the way. Just
so you know, we called it.
Yeah. We love them first.
Well, they are the Clean are one of my favorite bands, and the song in here, it's so brutal.
We covered the Clean last Halloween.
In the Back, that's the name of it. Yeah, we did a Clean cover set.
At a few different venues. It was really fun. Yeah.
But so, but it's really like a really good compilation. Another one of my favorite bands with one of the worst names of all time, Rex Small Speakers on Expensive Stereos. It's great to have that on vinyl. So it's just a comp set of the more esoteric leaning stuff, but one of my favorites out of all those New Zealand bands is the band Look Blue, Go Purple. And there's a track on here called As Goes the Sun, which is like, I remember the first time, you know, it's one of those songs I remember the first time I heard it and just being like, oh yeah, this is it. This is me. This is what I want.
So with that, this is it.
About bikes. Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones Show. We got the Student Hour coming up next. Last track we heard there was from Sick Alps. That's Shark Fucks, taken from their forthcoming 7-inch Pangea Globe to be released on Drag City. That's all Tronix covers. Lantern right before that, doing their best Sick Alps impression.
I thought that was a Sick Alps song.
I know.
Before that was a Lantern cover, and this whole thing has just been a recursive ball.
Yeah, it was like snake eating its tail kind of show, for sure. That's taken from a tape called Burned Youth. The song we heard there is called The Healing Force, Crash Normal, right before that with Moon Food, taken from Your Body Got Ahead. And that's an LP released on Born Bad and domestically via Kill Shaman. Going to wrap things up here with Korean Gut, also known as the KGs.
Yo, KG crew
Personal preference.
Here to rap for you tonight.
I'm trying to make this stick, the KGs. I like this. I'm going to push that. I hate it.
It reminds me of the JBs.
You got to get like a James Brown impressionist to be like, the KGs, the KGs, the KGs.
Okay, no. $75.
You do what you want.
Don't do whatever you don't
want. Do what you want.
Get me to do it. I'll do it.
There you go. You're our new hype man.
Very low cost. We're going to wrap things up here with one last song. This is a Thinking Fellers Union Local 282. This is Tom Whalen's, one of his favorite bands, apparently.
One of his Desert Island picks.
Such a choice jam. Star Trek by Thinking Fellers.
On the Pop Drone Show, see you at 10 Tricks Point. Never tonight, gang. Thank you, Tom and Jarrett.
Thank you, Mark, for having us.
No problem.
And press play. Tom can't figure out his phone, so it's not playing.
It's not playing.
It's basically 11:30. We're gonna come back to this later. No, it's not playing. It would play. It would play.
It's weird because I hear
it. Playing? Let me try.
Hear it in my headphones.
No, maybe your phone's not loud enough.
It's not.
There we go.
Radio time with Tom.
Playing songs off your phone.
Thanks for listening, folks.